not true that this is good position to be first.
this is no good position.
Yeah, so I'm going to start with a couple of slides, just recall our approach, what we're doing. So, especially for those, what we're doing is 5E. So it is our nested function. So we have number of sites, number of periods here. And here we have differences, all entries of impedance between predicted data and observed data. Right? But here we have kind of the same but for observed data, for all entries. So this is our misfit.
Why isn't just one quick stabilizer? Why don't you sum over the volume instead of the you sum over z? No, on your stabilizer.
Here.
Why do you sum only over z instead of the volume?
But I think this is sort of integral. Yes?
Well, I don't know. You have a sum. I don't know what you're. I'm not exactly sure what you're doing.
Yes, I'm not completely sure myself, but it was kind of.
No, the way you have it written, it almost looks like you're sort of summing vertically first, and then.
No. No.
No.
So, yeah. So this is our model, number of conductivities for cells, of course. This is the dimension of data, so A multiplied by number of sites, number of periods. Okay, very nice. So, nothing new here, okay. Yeah, so this is a slide that Marian asked to prepare. So, our first attempt. And at the moment, the last attempt is 40 by 40 by 15. So we are using 9 or 18 periods. Right? So this is our grid for the model. So blue points here is empty size. So we used the same volume for as an inversion volume and modeling volume. So this is plain view, and this is section per section. So we used 15 layers. So XTD was used, integral equation approach was used for forward modeling. For optimization, we used limited memory, quasi-Newton approach. Then for derivatives, of course, we used a joint method. And then our modeling in inversion volume was 200 by 200 by 90 kilometers. Then okay, this is size of our grids. This is horizontal size of each cell, 5 kilometers by 5 kilometers. We used 120 sites for all sites, and then at initial stage, at initial iterations, we used 9 periods, and then at the last stages, we used all periods. 100 per meter was our initial guess. Then we did everything on a simple laptop, you see. And for the date, we performed 287 iterations. Iterations, but not be confused about what is it. It's always confusing what is iteration, right? So here, iteration, one iteration means one forward modeling for your misfit function and gradient. Then, okay, this is the C2 type, so for per iteration it is about slightly less than 2 hours per iteration for all periods used, 45 minutes for 9 periods. So this is we plotted 9 periods. So every second period
we used.
Yeah, and this is the sort of weird way of our convergency curve. So it is here. We started from here, and then very complicated process because we were obliged to we used simple laptop, right? So we have no time for all these plays, like with different regularization parameters, different that, different what. So we just, you know, we should produce result in one go. Okay. So to understand this flow, so this black curve, is misfit, right? Then green, this case green, is number of periods used. This x is number of iterations. Right? This is this scale for misfit. Green is for number of periods. So 9 here up to 250, and then all periods. Then red curve is regularization trade-off lambda. You see, this is scale for trade-off. And then this one for regularization for smoothness. The Tana presented this morning. So, filter out all these tricky things at the surface. Okay, so problem is, I start from the very end, I think. This is the result. Alan, are you laughing?
We'll all be laughing if we are.
Okay, so this is the slices, horizontal slices. So this is 0 to 1.5 kilometer, 1.5, 3 kilometer, you see? Something like that. Red box here is just position of, of empty sites. All tetra files are here. Yeah. So, and what else? This is the logarithmic scale. So my next slide is presenting the same result, but for in arithmetic scale. I think scale is very, very important. And this is the vertical slices. Okay, I should explain more. This is vertical slices. So north is to the north. So these slices. So you see A here, B, C, D, and so on. So this is 10 profiles, like it. And you see this small dark spots here, these empty sites. So this is actual observational profiles. Yeah. And this is here, sort of other surfaces of 5 meters. So,
I guess I'm a little surprised, Dimitri, at the convergence curve. When you doubled the frequencies, you actually added in frequencies in between.
Yes.
I would have intuitively expected that to have doubled in this way.
It is not double. No, we added here.
Yes.
So
exactly.
It is jumped up.
Yeah, by a huge amount. Not twice as many.
Yeah, but we. You see,
okay. If you added periods outside, you know, higher and lower, then I could see the misfit would increase significantly. But adding interim periods, I kind of intuitively expect a factor of 2.
Probably I should show you the next couple of slides. Because
when you would experience a factor of 2.
Yeah.
Because this is a smooth response function, and you're just adding in more data. But he's dividing by this number of data.
Shouldn't increase at all, yes. So I think the most important part is here. So we found kind of conductive body, you see. So this is the how it looks like in the body if you look from right to the left. Maybe two blocks, I don't know. Maybe some. And this is map for people's body. And this is the how it looks like on this house. So that's here, 20 kilometers, 30 kilometers, 40. Yeah, and this is a logarithmic scale. And this is the. I prefer, okay, we are working in conductivities, right? So we are supposed to present everything in arithmetic scale. Yeah, so this is the 20 to 25. It's not easy to, not clear. Yeah. Is it possible to see depths?
No.
No, okay. So this is 15, 20, 20, 25. 25, 30. And the same here. Yeah. But for us, it's coming up. it's strange bit here, you see? Very conductive something. Because we have data here, probably it is two-dimensional structure.
Well, it's out of the size.
Yeah. And another strange bit here. Kind of conductive back here.
Yeah, but things like that, you know, you don't, they're sort of outside. You don't have station right over them.
Yeah, but we have stations here, right?
Yeah, but I think getting stuff off to the sides is typical in this business.
Okay, so I know that my presentation is not very good for Aaron because to compare observed data and predicted data, you should prepare all these x, y, yx resistivities and then. But for us.
I like Doug and Elliot's display.
Yeah, but we, you see, we. This is our mistake, right? So, and everything in one soup, all components.
Yeah.
So we just decided, we are lazy, okay. We decided to present long these profiles. We decided to present just a relative error, which is exactly as a function of site and period. So. For all 10 profiles, so we have sites here, and this is the walk period. So 4 here, 0 at the top. So, yeah. This is our, yeah, okay. This is 10% of error. Green is kind of 1% and blue is extremely good. So we have, you see, we have for long periods, we have very strange, this corner is very strange for us. We cannot explain data here at all. Maybe this data, I don't know, from different, from moon, no? So what we're doing now, not now, okay, what, we just excluded this corner, but results still not in place, because convergency, you see, I should confess that it is about 300 iterations for 18 periods. If you're using all periods for one iteration, it is 2 hours. So it is 20 days, am I right? So to get to this result, we spend 20 days on laptop. Okay. Very important slide.
I think you got a pretty good result. I don't know what the secret model is, and you know, upper right hand corner seems.
we have something, our own, of course, to see how what it looks like in, I don't know. So if you have a question how model looks like, it looks like. Yeah, okay. Like that. It helps you. But I prefer put in compilation because it's getting clear what is going on. From the top to the down, to the bottom. And this. And sometimes it's useful to build up something like that. So this is the body.